Grand Rise. It Shall Be Dope. Willie Whittle. This is the pod. Let's get into it. So, this last couple of weeks has been kind of up and down. Had a lot of ebbs and flows in my mood and my mental. Just thinking about things that could be perceived as maybe my different pathway, or just trying to kind of reevaluate the path that I'm on now, right? My process. And I've been really in a kind of mental conundrum because I don't know how to feel about certain things. I was explaining to one of my peoples earlier. I said, I'm truly a team player, and I have to really be able to trust my team. My team has to really be there for me, and there has to be a certain level of like love exchanged with this team. Now, what I imagine is, anytime you're in the trenches, you know, you get that person who's with you, and they'll be in the mud with you. They in the trenches with you. They ready to fight, struggle, and they feel the pain of what you go through. That person's, you know, they get it, and that's a bond that can't be just fabricated because you're coworkers or anything like that. There's a certain level of like camaraderie that you gotta experience to get to this level. And inside of me, there's a lot of those people that are around me now that I don't feel like they get that. I don't feel like they get that, nor do they essentially deserve that type of me. And it makes me feel like I don't want to work as hard or push as hard as I need to. But what it really does to my energy is it makes me want to feel like I need a change. It speaks to my soul, and it makes me feel like I need a change. Something for my spirit to be like, this is the kind of person that I am, and this is how I need to like live through my vibe and my feeling. So, as I was sitting back, I've been listening to a lot of Absol, a lot of deeper conscious rap, but I don't know if you guys are hip to Absol, but different mentality, different mindset for where we need to be. And I just feel like some of the things that I've heard and some of the things that I felt, they coincide, right? So essentially what I have for me and what I've taken between how I feel and what I've been listening to, literally there's a message in a bottle, and in that bottle, and inside of me, whatever I have bottled inside of me, whatever I feel, whatever's shaking, whatever's agitating, whatever's getting ready to bubble out, no matter what, that bottle won't open itself, right? No matter what. It's a pressure cooker inside of us sometimes. And inside of what we contain, there's a message there. And coincidentally, Absol, his latest album, he had a song called "Message in a Bottle," and I think that was a dope thing to fall over, you know, recently, because I had it on my list as just a message in a bottle won't open itself. I thought that was a dope statement, and then to hear, you know, that song from Absol Check out Herbert if you get a chance. But just to hear that song from Absol kind of put things in perspective. Let me get a little more in depth on that. So, you know, when you go to work and you feel a certain vibe or you get a certain type of energy, and it's not reciprocated from the energy that you put in, or you realize that the people who you thought was rolling with you ain't really rolling with you. At the end of the day, it's self-preservation. And I get it. Survival of the fittest whenever you're in a corporation or a company, or, you know, I'm not the person who's putting food on their kid's table or their table. So why would they care, you know, at the end of the day about how I feel if they made sure that food was on their people's table? I get it. But I also feel like there's a way to do that without being that person. You always push, you know, you can always push kindness. You can always push the trigger or the button on just being a good person, just being good people. And I feel like, you know, everybody has their own way of life. You know, you have certain people who struggle with their current situation, and deep down they're trying to figure it all out. Hell, I got a current situation right now, and every minute of my day is trying to figure out the next move, the next move, the next move. And so many different avenues, so many different mental streams that just allows that message to get, you know, harder to get to sometimes. The message in that bottle makes that cap tighter, or that cork tighter, or, you know, whatever. And I'm like, man, I'm trying to really get to this message. But what happens is you get tired. You get tired of trying to decipher the two. You get tired of trying to decipher the vibes of a normal day. And you grow weary. You grow agitated. You grow upset. That's real human feeling. We all get that. But for me, you know, I'm kind of like, okay, I can move in silence, be effective, and when I change the temperature in the room, just like a thermostat, then it definitely puts things in perspective for other people, because then they're like, hey, it's kind of quiet, or hey, it's kind of, you know, it's a little different in here. And what they really mean is you're being different. What they really want to ask you is everything okay? But in all honesty, sometimes the dynamic of people, one, they don't care, two, they may not like the answer that they get, whether it's something on their conscience or their soul or whatever. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Whether I go in or whether I go to a place and be dynamic, or whether I go in and be just me, I have to assess what my goals are and be passionate about those goals. My passion is not based around making people feel good. My passion is to make sure that I'm doing something that makes me feel good. But that doesn't make me selfish. It makes me a more dynamic person on the inside, because the way that I'm built, it's for my team. I hope that makes sense, because I'm like, it's funny because I feel like I'm the biggest ally to most. And I will sacrifice for so many people to win. And I'm the proudest person in the room when somebody else wins. We just had I feel like I had a huge win for our team. 'Cause my man who was working with me before, he just got a job offer at a place that I feel like he's fought and he deserved, and he's learned a lot, and he appreciates the fact that I took the time to teach him. But I super appreciate the fact that he took the time to share with me the win for him, and acknowledge, like, hey, this is a win for us. And I was like, you ain't never lied, bro, because I'm proud of you, you know, and we as men, we don't say that enough to each other. We don't exercise that conversation enough to each other that, bro, I'm proud of you, or I put this effort into you and I'm happy that you're doing this. So at the end of the day, that love was there. As many people that would essentially trash his name or make him seem like he wasn't worth the shot, we're all worth the shot. It may not be the shot that we're in now, but that may not be the rate while we're there. So we have to put in that effort with the people who actually care to reciprocate that energy. You feel me? And if you're not reciprocating that energy, then I get it. If you're going to throw me under a bus just because, okay, cool. But I'm telling you now, this cat that just got this job, he ain't never thrown me under a bus. He may not have done everything to help me out, and like if I followed him for my next shift or whatever, but he never threw me under a bus. And that was important because his integrity was intact. So there's a difference, and that's what I was trying to get to before. It doesn't matter if you're the best worker on the floor. It doesn't matter if you have the highlight reel to showcase that I'm the MVP. What really matters is, are you pushing for your passion, and is your integrity intact? Because at the end of the day, those are the things that really judge the character of a person. My guy used to say, you judge the character of a person by what they do when they're not being looked at, right? And I know that's an old quote. I can't remember who said it. But when I heard it, my guy told it to me, and I said, man, listen, that is important because I don't have to be watching everybody to know the vibe. But when it comes back around to me that the energy's off, then that's a thing. That's a thing. And you only got your balls and your word in this life. So I stand on business with my integrity, and I make sure that people know who I am. And I'm not going to stoop to anybody's level and just play those games. But at the end of the day, like, I know for a fact what my soul is trying to tell me. And I'm not a cog in the corporate wheel, in the corporate machine. I love building relationships with people. And I feel like, you know, when you hit a point of uncomfort, unsettling comfort, you get forced to go after that message that's in the bottle, right? You start looking for that bottle opener. You start trying to get your hands together. I'm going to open this message. I'm going to see what this message is about. And I think that right there is the passion that people need. Passion to push through to get to that message because it's in there. And that's the process, the greatness, right? That's part of the work to get to the process because they're the type of work involved in the process because you can't just open it easily and it's not going to open on its own. You know, another quote that I heard earlier this week, I talked to one of my besties about it, and I said, you know what I feel about passion, being passionate about things? Is that we get to express ourselves and care for what we feel all the time. And I heard a quote from 50 Cent earlier. And 50 quote, he pretty much quoted Kobe, or he talked about Kobe's mentality, the Mamba mentality. He said, you know, what separates people in this life? What is the factor that separates people in this life? And the factor is passion. You know, if Kobe decided that he wanted to be the hardest worker in the room, he went to be the hardest worker in the room. He knew what he wanted. And he went and he got it. Well, a lot of us struggle with what we want. But when you start opening those doors, you keep pushing and you keep understanding, like, this is what my soul wants me to do. A lot of us fall into the career path where we have jobs, and we feel like since we're good at it, this is what we're made for, right? But I don't feel that way anymore. I really took a, you know, I love my career. However, I had to learn it, and it took me places. It's taking me where I am now, so that's cool and all. But I sell them 80 hours every 2 weeks for my time. And that may not be where my passion lies. It just may be what I'm good at. So I think those two things need to be identified. But in that process of trying to open that bottle, you start seeing, man, okay, maybe it's not this. Maybe it's not that. And I don't know what it's going to look like when that bottle opens, but I'm headed towards that. I'm down that path of opening that bottle. It won't open itself. The peer pressure, my man Abso is a deep dude. He's a deep dude. I'm telling you guys, like when I was in my bag and I'm letting my ear catch these gems, literally, and Abso literally tells, he said in another song that he has with Jhené Aiko called The Wild Side, peer pressure rarely turns coal into diamonds. I mean, we all know that we have a lot of things to feel and a lot of pressures of the world. I apologize, guys. A lot of pressures in the world, but peer pressure rarely turns coal into diamonds. That's deep. That's just deep to me. Like, you can't have somebody else be your personal pressure cooker to be better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't let anyone else, other people, drive that pressure to become a diamond. It can agitate you. It can motivate you to try to do something different. But you have to instill that discipline, and you have to instill that why, that yes, that I'm going to do this in order for you to be that diamond. They whispered my accomplishments and yelled my failures. When the gods choose to punish us, they answer our prayers. Another quote I heard to coincide with that was, God will give you everything you ask for to see if you handle it. This was a Mike Tyson quote, you know, and I think I talked about it in one of my previous pods, but he'll give you everything to see if you can handle it. That's how he punishes you. And the one who doesn't get their prayers answered, maybe they already are getting their prayers answered and they just don't know it. Me and my friends talked a little bit about therapy, and it kind of coincided with this because, you know, after we identified that this is my therapy, talking to the good people when It Shall Be Dope is very therapeutic. But when we have like different types of, different types of asks of us, you know, your therapist will sit there and they'll say, how are you feeling today? And I'm not knocking therapy, so please don't take this as that. It's a statement. You know, how are you feeling today? I feel fine. You start spilling the beans, telling the therapist how you feel. Then they get to a point to ask you a question, right? And then they say, well, what about this? And then you start spilling the beans about that. And they ask you another question that you have not thought of, and it breaks that fourth wall in your head, and you're like, oh. You start thinking about that, and then they say, hey, think about that. That's a breakthrough, right? And it's like, oh. And it's funny because all they're telling you to do is reach for that messaging, reach for that bottle again, not the turn-up bottle. Slow down. But the bottle with the message in it. And inside that bottle, you might find a message that shocks you. And then you might find another bottle with another message in it, because now you're going down the right path, right? And that's how we are to heal. That's how we are to try to be better than the day we were before. Because we got to keep pushing somewhere, somehow. But I know I've been all over the place with this one, but you got to explore and deep dive your passion to find out what that message is in that bottle. You got to. And you got to listen to yourself. You got to listen to your heart. Because I feel like the energy tells you something. And I'm a firm believer. And when the energy makes you feel uncomfortable about something, then you're not passionate anymore. You're not passionate anymore. So I feel like everybody needs to try to figure that out for themselves. This is my therapy. Thank you, friends. Y'all know who y'all are. We talked about this the other day, but this is my therapy. Very therapeutic to me to be able to speak on the It Shall Be Dope platform. It's me just being able to just let people know that there's a process in place. There is a message in that bottle that I want to, you know, I want to share a piece of it as I'm trying to get through the process, and that's cool. And I'm urging people to find that process inside of them. Find that passion. What are you passionate about? Like, it may not be about your career. Some people go to work and then they come home and they love to cook, right? So they're like, oh man, this is what I want to do. I can generate money off of this, create a side hustle. That's cool. You know, you can be passionate about stocks and bonds and numbers and things like that. Whatever your passion is, continue to push it. Whatever your path is, continue to do it. Walk in this mission with me to continue to follow that path to peace. Because I think the message in my bottle will get me to peace. And as long as you do that with love, it shall be dope. Thank y'all. Have a great night.